We're catching up with Craig Walker from Nutrient Livestock now. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, Tom. How are you this beautiful morning?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Pretty good. Nice to see the sun.
Kids, it makes a pleasant change. I think we've got it for the rest of the week and might be a bit of rain on the weekend, they tell me.
So you must have a bit of sun where you are today, though. You're up around Kew.
Yeah, I am. It's pretty cold. It was 4 degrees this morning, so she was a bit brisk. But, yeah, the beautiful sunshine and, you know, there's a few everlasting starting to come out. So, yeah, it's a nice part of the world at the moment.
Oh, beautiful. Good to hear. So, mate, we want to have a quick chat about Auctions Plus. What happened there last week for sheep?
Yeah, last week there was 32,000 sheep that were nominated on Auctions Plus. And if we have a look across Australia, we saw the first cross ewe lambs. They took the biggest increase in values. They jumped by as much as $28 a head to an average out of $262 a head. There was about 3,700 of those that were offered. Other composite breeds, non-shearing types, they averaged out at about $301 a head, achieving about an 82% clearance. In the better types of our merinos, we did see that the numbers fell back a little bit. We saw some of our merino lambs. They were averaging around 227. There was some very good Aussie white ewe lambs. They were sold out of New South Wales, and they averaged 351. In the prime lamb category, we did see values about $7 a head easier, with values there on an average for a 24-kilo carcass weight lamb of around 157. As I said, merino weather lambs, they sold fairly strongly. Merino ewes that were scanned in lamb to merinos, they sold fairly well, averaging out of 259. And composite breeds, they were averaging out of 299. So all in all, mate, that market right across Australia on that auctions price is very buoyant, as it is in the sale yards in Western Australia.
Yeah, that's awesome to see. And you've also got a bit of a rundown there on how cattle went on Auctions Plus.
Yeah, there was a few lines of young cattle that were presented on Auctions Plus this week. There's 15,600 that were right across all parts of Australia. We did see our heavy steers above 400 kilos. They sold on average for $2,179 a head. We saw the 330 to 400 kilo local steers. They were selling very strongly at about $1,900 a head. There was a line of Santa Gertrude yearling steers out of New South Wales, 358 kilos, 12 months of age. They averaged out at $1,950. That equates to about $10.82 a kilo. 200 to 280 kilo steers, they sold at an average of about $12.90 a kilo in some categories, returning of around $1,580 to $1,800 for some of the lighter weights. So as we can see with all those sort of steer prices, it's very, very strong, a little bit stronger than the West, but the demand is still there. Heifer market in the eastern states above 400 kilos. We saw a lot of lines averaging around $1,700 for your 300 to 400 kilo live weight heifers, and some live weights at 2 to 280 kilos live weight. They were averaging somewhere around about $1,599 up to $2,400, depending on quality and breed.
Yeah, that's some outstanding results. And thank you for bringing us that report there, mate. It's a big thing to cover Auctions Plus, but thank you for giving it a crack.
No dramas, my friend, and you enjoy your day.